Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. Glad to be along with you again today here on this Friday. I hope you're having a great day. If you're not, maybe you're not having such a wonderful morning, or maybe wherever you're listening and whatever time you're listening. But I'm hoping that this broadcast time, the songs and the Word of God will be a tool in the hand of God that He can use to maybe lift your spirit, maybe help you along life's way. And we're going to get right into the good singing. We got several songs lined up for you today that I believe will bless your heart. We're going to start with Brother Justin Morrow and the girls, as we call them, which is Haley Douglas Mullinax and her sister Alana Douglas, and they do a great job singing. And I like this song, talking about, "I'm so glad that Jesus loves me." Amen.
I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me.
So glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget Him and wander away, still He doth love me wherever I stray. Back to His dear loving arms I will flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, there is only one song I can sing when in His beauty I see the great King. This shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Aren't you glad that Jesus loves us today? Amen. That's never been a question. He's loved us before the foundation of the world, the Bible teaches us. But the question is do we love Him? Oh, it's never been a question if God loves me like He ought to, because God's perfect and His love is perfect. It's an unconditional love toward us today. But you know what, friend? Sometimes my love for Him is not, you know, what it should be. And sometimes it is conditional. You know, God sends a little extra blessing along, we tend to love Him a little more, it seems. But you know what? We ought to love Him with the same kind of love that He loves us. We ought to try our best to love Him with an unconditional love. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. We'd love to have you for any of our services. Our next scheduled services will be this coming Lord's Day, this Sunday at 10 o'clock for Sunday school time. We have Sunday school classes for all ages, from the cradle to the senior saints, and we, of course, we teach the adult Bible class, which takes in a lot of our adults. We do have a young married, well, we call them the home builders, and young adults and things like that, and boy, I tell you, we've got all those in between. So Sunday school at 10, worship at 11, 6 o'clock in the evening service, and on Wednesday nights we meet for prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you come. We're right on the corner, Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles at the intersection of Highway 180, right there on the corner, only 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. Come on by, pay us a visit. We have your seat saved. Come on and worship with us here. We're not asking for anything beyond that. Just visit if you don't have a church home, and if you have a church home, you go there. Amen. And we make no apologies for that. All right, well, Brother Justin and the girls going to sing. Well, this is Brother Justin and Spencer and Leanna and Miss Haley. This is quartet singing for you today. Amen. God's been good. That's the only way we can explain it, right? He's been good.
Lately I've been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than I can explain, and there's no better way to tell you than to say God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, by my side He's always stood. Through it all, God's been good. Now time moves on and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears. Oh, but I've felt His arms around me as I faced my darkest fears. I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. And as His grace falls all around me, it's undeserved. God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, by my side He's always stood. Through it all, God's been good. God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything that He is, but the best way I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, by my side He's always stood. Through it all, God's been good. And though I've had my share of hard times, by my side He's always stood. Through it all, God's been good.
Amen. Well, hadn't He been? Oh, yes, He has. He's been good, and He'll continue to be good, and he'll continue to be God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, fellas and ladies and gentlemen. Great job there from the quartet. In our truth for today, we'll take it from the book of the Proverbs, Proverb number 8, and we'll look at 17, verse 17 of this proverb. It says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. You know, let me ask you a question. This truth bears a question. It begs for a question. What kind of priority does prayer have in our lives? What kind of priority does prayer have in your life today? You know, the word says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, listen, put seeking God in its rightful place. Let it be first in our life, and I guarantee you everything else will simply fall into place. Amen. May God use that truth in our lives today. Amen. We're getting ready to pray, and if you can join us, we ask you to do so, and we invite you to do so as we talk to our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, we do bow before thee today, asking you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us where we may have trespassed against thee, where we may have come short of the glory of God. Lord, I'm praying today that you'd cleanse our heart from any sin, whether in thought, word, or deed. Lord, I'm asking you, God, today to help us as we continue on the broadcast, and we want to say thank you for what you've done for us already. God, you've been good to us, and you have, as the song said, you have been good. And God, you've done a great and mighty things in our life. Thank you for the answers to prayer. Thank you for provisions for our needs. We're asking you, God, today to continue to do that very thing. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, God, to touch those who are listening today, those that may be praying with us right now, may be praying for us, may be praying about a particular need. Maybe a desire in their heart that, God, they've asking you for. Lord, I'm not sure what they may be praying. I do not know. I cannot read minds or hearts, but you can, and I don't know if that's something that would be even in your will for them to have or to do. But I pray, God, that you would give them the answer, God. Very quickly, I do pray. Now, Lord, for our dear friends who may be listening today that's never been saved, they don't know what it means to have their sins washed away. Now, we pray for them today that they might be saved. I pray that this will be the day of salvation in their life. I do pray, Lord, that you continue, God, to help us now as we labor here on this Friday's broadcast. Bless the next couple songs and the preached word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Well, we're thankful today for what God's done for us. Amen. And it's a blessing to be back with you again today here on this Friday, Sounds of Faith. And we just believe that God's going to use our time together to... just help each one of us. And I've told the adult Bible class many times, and I told the church the other day, you know, hey, you know, the devil's not going to pray for us, and the world's not going to pray for us. Hey, we've got, other than the Lord, of course, he's enough. But you know what? We need each other. And the Bible talks about us praying one for another. And I believe that we can find some help in doing so. Amen. Well, here's the adult choir going to sing another one for us here. Hope you enjoy this, and I just can't praise him enough.
Thank you.
Can't praise him enough. Amen. That's our adult choir singing for you today. Amen. Well, we're going to hear, you've heard from Right Side. Every day this week we've heard one from these fellas. But we're going to hear from the Rose Among the Thorns. Amen, so to speak. Mama Crystal's going to be featured on this. Amen. And the mother of these, four boys that she has. And, of course, Brother Jimmy's wife. And Miss Crystal's going to sing a great number. Hope you'll be blessed by this. Says, what a day that's going to be. Amen to that. It's going to be a wonderful day when all God's children get home. Amen. That's Miss Crystal Owens with the rest of the Right Side fellows. picking and helping her on the harmonies there, blessing, hear that good old song. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, let's go back to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 19. And as I like to do, if I'm preaching maybe one message and we're taking a point a day or whatever, I like to go back, and particularly on Friday, and kind of review a little bit, because just in case somebody missed a day, but sometimes we don't do this because we'll preach a different message each day. But we've been preaching out of the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. Now I want to read the text again as well. The Bible says, "And Jesus, in verse 1, entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus for who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And then he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And Jesus came to the place. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they murmured," this is the crowd that had gathered, "murmured, saying that he is gone to be the guest, to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." We noticed on Monday we're going to review for a moment, then we'll give you the last three thoughts for today. We saw personalization. We saw the description, which is a personalization here of Zacchaeus. The good was, he was a ruler, and he was rich. But the bad thing is he was small in stature. And his personalization, notice his expectation. He wanted to see the Lord. He expected to lay his eyes on Jesus that day. But then verse 3 tells us of a situation, but he couldn't do it. He couldn't see because of his small stature, because of the crowd and the press that had gathered there as well to be there where Jesus was. But notice his contemplation. He figured this thing out. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run ahead. He ran ahead, and he got before the crowd, and he climbed up in a tree, in a sycamore tree, the Bible says, and there he waited on the Lord to pass by. And boy, his contemplation, of course, led to determination. Well, he went through a lot of trouble. If you think about it, he went through a lot of trouble to lay his eyes upon Jesus. But then we notice the Lord's notification, and where Jesus tells him to come down in verse number 5, make haste and come down. He said, I'm going to your house today. And I find it very wonderfully fitting that God always gives us more than we ask for. All he wanted was a glimpse, but now he got Jesus as a guest. That's all he wanted was to see Jesus for who he was, but he got him as a guest in his house. Then we've seen salvation, of course. He received him joyfully in verse number 6. And then, of course, the congregation, we left off there yesterday in verse number 7. And that congregation murmured against the movement of God and what God had done in Zacchaeus' life. There's always going to be a murmuring crowd that don't have any clue of the master or the miracles that he does. But I want you to notice restoration in verse number 8. If you really get saved, friend, it's going to make a change in your life. And it did in Zacchaeus' life. He said, I'm going to give half my goods to the poor. Now, evidently he had been kind of hard on these. Because, see, these tax collectors, they could, their government wanted an X amount of dollars for taxes. Well, these tax collectors, they could skimmy off the top and charge a little extra. As long as the government got what they wanted, they didn't care. And no doubt Zacchaeus has done that, because he alluded to the fact if he's taken anything by false accusation, and he knew all along he did. He said, I'm going to deliver him fourfold. Hey, be saved will change you. Hey, it'll change you. It'll change your desires. It'll change your dress. It'll change your direction. It'll change your destination, friend. Oh, listen, restoration. But that restoration turned into a celebration. Look in verse number 9. The Bible says, "And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house." Wasn't just about Jesus and Zacchaeus anymore. It was about Zacchaeus and Jesus and the house. And no doubt, him being rich, him being chief among the publicans, no doubt he had many servants, and no doubt had many family members that got to experience the same miracle, no doubt, that Zacchaeus had experienced by accepting and receiving Jesus joyfully, as the text tells us in verse number 6. But may I close the week with a word that was not in the original outline that God put in my heart, and I preached the other Wednesday night here at the church. This was not in the original thoughts that God had given me: personalization, expectation, situation, contemplation, determination, notification, salvation, congregation, restoration, celebration. But look at verse number 10. It's the last verse of our text that we've been reading every day. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." He's come to save. He's came to save that which was lost. Not just Zacchaeus. Are you seeing this? I see an invitation. An invitation. In closing this week, I want you to notice an invitation. Oh, Jesus did for what did to Zacchaeus greater things than Zacchaeus even expected. He just wanted a glimpse. But he gets a guest of Jesus. And though Jesus may physically have left that house whenever, I don't know if he spent the night or he stayed a week, I have no idea. But when Jesus left that house physically, I don't believe Jesus ever left him spiritually. Friend, let me tell you something today. The text closes with the Son of Man, Jesus, come to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, more than Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus, Christ was looking for Zacchaeus. Now, he wasn't searching because he knew exactly where he was at. As he looked up that tree, he knew exactly where he was at. Let me tell you something in closing today. The Lord God of heaven knows exactly where you're at today. He knows exactly the struggles that you have today. He knows the obstacles that you're facing today. He knows the congregation that's murmuring in your life today. Oh, but the invitation is simply this. Make haste. Come to me. Come to me, and I'll abide with thee. That's the message. May God help us. Until Monday, God bless you now. Don't forget about the house of God on Sunday.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.